So, Garrett, I have been practicing, I want to try something out.
Okay, you're not going to do karaoke, right?
No, actually, no.
Okay, cool.
That would have been really bad, actually. No.
Well, it would have fit in with the show, then.
Well, so, yes, but I mean, I was inspired by this episode to learn a new language. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Roar! Roar!
Uh-huh. And what does that mean?
That's the noises that they make. Like, it's the language of Digimon who are fighting. I think it's beautiful.
Okay, cool. That's great. How about
I'll keep practicing. It's. I can tell I'm not that good yet.
Okay, how about we record this episode in the meantime?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Hello and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
And I am Kit Kat.
And this week, episode 16 of Tamers.
Yes, and it has a name.
It does. It's called Back to Nature, Back to Battle, or Protect the Light of the Town. Dangerous Camp of the Digimon.
I always only catch the second half of the name, and whenever you start, I'm like, what? In the sub one. And I don't know why that happens. I think it's because I only look at where the subtitles are and the other writings up above.
Gotcha.
I'm bad at my job is essentially what we're coming down to here.
You're not supposed to admit that on air.
Oh, we'll just take that part out then.
No, I don't edit. What are you talking about?
Oh, because you're bad at your job. I see.
No, that's not true. I just don't edit.
Well, I'm pretty sure editing is part of your job.
My extra job.
Well, you're the podcast master here.
I have never once said that.
Oh, I thought that was just obvious. Like, Del, you're the podcast master.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
Okay. That's sad to hear. I thought I was doing so well.
So why don't you tell me what happened in this episode?
Oh, God. Let's see if I remember. Rika gives an energy drink to Renamon, and that is the only time we see them this entire episode. And then the other two go to camp with their Digimon, and the other kids are helping them hide Giamon relatively effectively, actually, somehow. And then while they're there and letting the Digimon relax, because it's just been fight, 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 they still run into a Digimon, which is a giant chicken that sucks energy, like electricity, out from quite a distance, actually. And the chicken keeps getting bigger. And then they fight the chicken, who heads to the the dam power plant. And they somehow manage to murder it, even though, well, they don't really murder it. It falls into the water and, you know, electricity and water, so it gets electrified. And probably along with all of the fish inside of the water, which is quite a tragedy.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That is basically what happened this episode. I'd give it like a B.
I was waiting for my grade. I'm like, is it giving me a grade? A
grade now. Yeah, you get grades now.
You can't tell I'm a student. I'm a student. I need a grade. Okay, cool. So that's good. Last time was a C. This time's a B. I think I'm getting better.
Yep, that's true.
Okay.
But when will you get that fabled A?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do I need to get an A, boss? Or sensei, I guess, in this case.
Do better?
Wow, you are real good at explaining things.
I mean,
I see why I'm the one doing the explaining things.
You missed some vital parts about how it's all Henry's fault.
I mean, but it's always Henry's fault. Henry is very convinced everything is his fault.
But specifically this time it was his fault. Like, for real.
I don't know. Everybody's allowed one or two where they don't, like, want to deal with the problem. I'm not really sure what he thought was going to happen.
Right. Like, what was, like, the plan? What was, like, the aftermath of this? There's a Digimon here. Let's ignore it forever.
Yeah. I mean, Impmon has never been a problem. There have been a lot more of them that have been a problem.
Well, Impmon is a special case. Because he's technically a partner Digimon.
That's, well, maybe this one was, too.
No.
Like, they don't know.
It was clearly talking about God through an owl.
Well, it wasn't talking. Yeah, that's the whole thing. This one didn't talk. It talked through the owl. And then I can't figure out if the owl was a real owl.
I think it was a real owl.
Wild.
Also, boy, the dub this episode.
Yeah, well, I was surprised they left in that, I guess you don't have much of a choice, but that part where the creepy teacher wants to give Kari a back rub by offering to put sunscreen on her.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yes, not a good thing.
Yeah, he just quoted her for like half her lines this episode. It was just like, yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think she's just done.
Yeah, I agree. She is just done with it. Also can sleep through fucking everything.
Apparently. I mean, good for her. Those loud-ass kids.
And Digimon. Yeah. What about, like, the bus driver, though? Wouldn't he have noticed?
I mean, hopefully the bus driver is looking straight forward and to the side slightly, to keep track of the traffic and not murder the small children, an entire bus full of children going off the road, like, bad.
Okay, but also, they have a mirror to look in the back. So at some point they'd have to look in the back, even if it's just, like, changing lanes or something. And then you'd see a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this wasn't during the period of time when kids were all wearing the, like, panda pajamas and whatever. So I guess you probably wouldn't think it was maybe that. Yeah, I don't really know. I also felt like this was poorly executed but somehow worked, so I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty much how those plans go. They're poorly executed but somehow work.
Yeah. Yeah, the dub was interesting. The beginning part where Rika gives a energy drink to Renamon. Renamon says, ooh, this stuff packs almost as much of a punch as I do, but the package is not as nice, though. I was like, whoa, that is the first time I have ever heard Renamon talk about herself as being attractive. Makes me think whoever wrote that for the dub, because it was not in the sub, has a thing for Renamon.
Probably. I guarantee you a lot of people probably have a thing for Renamon.
I don't know why. I mean, all the furries, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I also can't explain it. So,
Renamon attractive, I guess, would be the...
Yeah, and that's all we see of them this episode, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, yeah, and then they're just gone. And I was like, bye.
Yep. And we get to deal with our other kids this episode.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have much to say. I didn't think this was a particularly good episode.
Yeah. Neither did I. I mean, it was there's always like one camp episode every time, right? Because the kids go to camp at some point. I guess that's a Japanese rite of passage.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I never went to camp as a child in school.
Definitely not in school. I did go to Girl Scout summer camp a lot. Not a lot. I think I went like 2 years or 3 years.
That's a lot.
For my entire childhood?
More than once is a lot.
I mean, we lived like, at the time it took 30 minutes to get to town. So we lived 15 minutes away, but that seemed very close from the camp. We passed there like every time we went to town. So it was very close by.
I see.
It also kept my mother from having to care for us.
Right. That is what summer camps do generally.
Yes. Yeah. So I understand. Yes. So I don't know much about the Japanese school system, but it seems like camp is a big thing.
Yeah. I also do not know, so I can neither confirm nor deny.
Also, this whole thing kind of hinges on none of the kids telling the teacher about the Digimon.
Well, clearly last episode, they made a promise not to tell. It was the class's secret.
But, well, so, yeah, I guess, although, I mean, I guess the thing that I'm getting at is, it seems like there's a core group of kids who are friends of Takato's and are watching these kids, but if Henry's there, it implies there's different classes. So did they tell all of the entire school?
Just don't think about it too much.
How come Henry gets to come along?
Don't think about it too much.
Okay, I guess I won't.
It's fine. Everything is fine. Though, can we talk about when they're eating lunch, they just hide him behind the tree, and that works?
Yeah.
Because that's something. Just like why this teacher really does not care. Or is just like done.
Yeah, Kari is pretty done. The other teacher is just a creeper.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit?
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I guess, like, a little bit in the fact it could have been a lot worse.
I don't understand. I mean, unless he's a straight, like, harasser, sexual harasser, or sexual assaulter, or, I mean, he is actually sexually harassing her by...
Yeah, that's true.
And won't leave her alone. And I suppose he could be a pedophile or something, but it's still just, like, inappropriate.
Yeah.
And she should file with HR, get him, you know, training or something to clarify that, hello, don't harass people.
Yeah, that's true. I agree.
Yes.
Also telling him flat out no more.
Yeah. Well, which she does. She just shuts him down all the time, which is great, but...
Well, shutting down and being like, no, this is not okay, stop this, is two different things.
Oh, well, but he's like, do you want me to rub lotion on you? And she's like, no. And I don't know. I don't think that she should have to say anything more than that, like...
That's fair.
I mean, it's not the victim's job to make the abuser understand what they're doing wrong. Like, if you have that capacity, sure, but like, also, if someone can't figure that out and doesn't respect no, like, you're not really gonna be able to do much anyway, because he's not gonna hear her, because he clearly only thinks of her as an object if he keeps treating her that way.
Kind of, but then, like, there's, like, the parts where he's scared by the thing, and he's like, oh, check out this thing for me because I'm terrified.
Yes. So she is. He is wanting her to protect him, which they play up, I think, for humorous effect of gender stereotypes, perhaps. But
oh, if that was supposed to be funny, I did not think it was funny.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they were thinking it was funny because the teacher, an adult, is scared of the Digimon. And he's like relying on Kari to save him, like a mom, essentially. So again, he's only seeing her as something that like he needs things from her. He's not helping her.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a bit heavy for a children's show.
Yeah, but that's where we are, because I filled space and said kind of. Or a little, or whatever.
I thought that the dub actually had a one part where it was better than the sub this time, which is that there's a part where in the sub, Terriermon is eating too fast, and Henry tells him not to eat too fast, and then he, like, chokes on his food, essentially.
Right.
Which was like, okay, I don't know. Was that supposed to be funny? Was that supposed to be... I didn't quite understand. But then in the dub, instead of saying, don't eat too fast, Henry says, if you eat too fast and you choke, I'll have to call Nurse Susie or something. And then Terriermon says, like, makes that face. Like, oh god, no. Which was funny.
That's true. That is definitely the better joke of those two. That's probably the one time that the dub is better than the sub in this episode.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Because Chicken Mon's voice.
Yeah, Chicken Mon.
I don't...
Oh no, he goes, Key! Key!
I don't remember what its name was, but its voice in the dub was something.
Yeah. All these weird animal noises.
No, like the weird like Edamon talking.
Oh.
Sorry, I guess I meant the owl that Chickenmon was controlling.
Yeah, what was that about? I really am concerned. I mean, that would imply that a Digimon can kind of possess a real world, human world animal. Which, I mean, humans are animals, therefore they could also possess a human, potentially. Which I guess we've kind of seen in the last series where the weird-looking dude is possessed by Vampamon or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess it's not that out there. Its voice was, though. Holy crap.
Yeah, it was interesting.
They're just like, hey, remember the Edamon voice? What if we did that again?
It's great. Let's do it some more.
And no one stopped them.
Nope.
Itmon is still here and being very tsundere.
Also, how did he get there?
Maybe he snuck on one of the other buses. There's a lot of buses.
Yeah, which is kind of... So he's... Like, they're beginning to understand him, and I think it's true that he's, like, scared and lonely and looking for friends and acting like a big jerk because he's afraid of being rejected.
Well, that, and he just had, like, the worst home life.
Yeah, deaf. He did not get taught how to be a decent human. Well, Digimon.
I don't know who was supposed to teach him to be a decent Digimon in that situation.
I don't know if he'd had older partners.
Well, apparently that's not how Digimon partnering works.
Also, I think this is the first time we've ever seen two partners with one Digimon, right?
Yeah, that checks out.
Which is interesting. I guess they were like, I've probably made this comment before, actually, but...
I think you have.
Yeah, so I just won't mention it again.
It's like they took two small kids and thought, like, that's the same as one big one, right?
Yes, that is the comment that I made last time.
I'll make the comment for you. I don't care.
Okay. Thank you. Excellent. Yeah. Also, I don't know what this thing is where the Digivices take a while to figure out what these super big, like, top-level Digimon are.
Maybe they're, like, newer and stuff with the Deus God stuff, and it takes a bit. They gotta download, like a software update.
Like a package, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just anything you can fix with tape and super glue.
Apparently not.
That was another dub line. I put that in there.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, I honestly don't have a lot else to say about this episode. It was not much.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So, cool. That's a whole episode, I guess.
There's gotta be something else.
I mean, we talked about Rika and Renamon. We talked about Teacher Kari and Creepy Guy.
We did not talk about how Kari cannot figure out how a camera works, though.
I think she was just like, I don't care, honestly.
I mean, maybe that.
She, yeah. In both of them, she's like, whatever, you figure it out. In the dub, they make that horrible joke where they're like, can't you just have one of the art students sketch whatever it is you want to take a picture of? Like, no, it's not how that works.
Yep. They do stuff with the Digimon. What about the part where, like, they're doing handstands on the bridge, which that seems extremely dangerous?
Yeah, I don't know why they were doing that.
Oh, also, like, the hacker ladies also see the signal, and they're like, yeah, it's small, let's not worry about it.
Yeah, so I guess nobody worries about it.
The moral of this episode, don't be a creep, and don't ignore small things.
Yep. That is definitely the moral. And I think we've all learned an important lesson.
Yeah? What lesson was that?
Boy, I have no idea, but it was important.
I feel like you need to know the lesson for it to be important.
No, I just absorbed it like osmosis style. I don't have to know it consciously.
I think you do, though.
No, this is fine.
I think that's how that works.
Well, I don't, so... And I'm done fine in life so far. I don't know how or why, but...
Okay. Sure. Boy, I really do have nothing else.
Yeah, I don't either.
Was there other things that happened this episode?
I mean, we didn't talk about... Well, we sort of talked about the end of the creepy teacher telling a ghost story. But he starts telling a ghost story and the kids are like rapt with their attention is on him. And then he sees... Terriermon and Guillemon coming out of the tent asking for seconds and freaks out.
Right.
And then we sort of went over the part where Henry thinks it's all his fault.
Because it is.
Yeah.
And Takato's like, oh no, it's my fault too.
I was also here.
And so then I'm like, yeah, it was Henry's fault. Because Takato's not bright.
He's younger.
I don't think that's actually true.
Oh, really? Oh, I just assumed Henry was older. He seems like he has his shit together a little bit more.
No, I think Henry's just a better kid.
Maybe he's had, you know, better parenting, or he's just emotionally more mature. Not everybody matures at the same rate.
That's true.
Or maybe Takato's mom drank a lot.
Really made that joke, huh?
I mean, Takato's parents actually seem very nice. I would suspect that he just maybe isn't at the same maturity point that Henry is yet. You know, he seems to be at about the same point as all of his friends.
That's true.
It really just seems like Henry's either ahead of the crowd or slightly older.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Kari.
I was going to try to make that a running gag and just see how many times I could do it, but it didn't work out. So, a grand total of one. Nailed it.
Did I ever tell you about when I worked at the magazine subscription place and the sales guys would get bored? It was all guys. And they would say meow in the sales calls, like just as much as they possibly could while still getting the sale.
I think I remember you telling me this before.
Yeah, I used to have a recording of it. I don't know if I still do, but it was really terrible. They'd be like, okay, ma'am, and meow, I'm going to tell you about, and just over and over. And people would still freaking buy these magazines. It was wild.
Do you think they just didn't notice because, like, you know, call quality and stuff?
It must have been. I don't know. Also, I think, you know how, like, scammers will send emails that are just like such an obvious scam that the only people that they catch are people who are kind of too naive or too gullible to really notice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been some of that.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, like it was a lot of older people who probably can't hear that well or like not really processing what they're hearing, you know.
Gotcha.
But it was so embarrassing to be in the collections department and like play back these calls and be like, yeah, so you agreed to the magazine and I have the call right here. And they're like, well, I want to hear it. You're like, please God, don't let this be one of the ones with all the meows in it.
Did anybody ever notice?
I heard, yeah, I think once or twice people like commented on it, but I think a lot of times they're just so embarrassed that they didn't notice in the call when they hear themselves talking. Like, oh,
they just double down on it.
Basically, yeah, they're just like, okay, fine, I'll pay. I'm like, all right. So anyway, that's my tangent for today.
Cool. You have proved you are a human.
Indeed.
You know, I don't get anything else. I guess we just end this episode.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. There was not much to talk about.
Yeah.
I guess we could talk about why the hell there's a chicken out in the middle of the forest and then, like, what was going to happen if they had all been in the city and the power went out. They had no idea why. And then I guess the giant chicken would attack at that point.
I just assume that Digimon just appear where the kids are.
Maybe that's what happened. So they're like equally necessary to defeat these creatures, but then also draw them to themselves.
Right. Agreed.
So you should really just lock them inside of like an arena, a stadium, a big stadium, and then they could just duke it out with whatever comes up. No?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay, well, if we have nothing else to say.
Yeah, this was a show on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com.
Where it was, but it no longer is.
No, it still is.
Okay.
This is a show on the internet? I guess that's what I should have said. So, whoops, my bad. But on said website, there are website things.
What kind of things?
You know, like links to like iTunes and Twitter and episodes, you know, that stuff.
Excellent. All sounds like good stuff.
Yeah. Got a poem for me?
I do. So tired of fighting. I can balance on my head. Let's join the circus.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Do I have a grade for this one also? Or?
Oh, do you want a grade for that one too?
I don't know. You gave me a grade last time.
Oh, that's also like a B.
Okay. I'm not turning this work in for free, you know. That's
okay. The payment is a grade?
Yes.
Okay.
In my life.
Do I have to like retroactively go back and grade the other ones?
Definitely, yes. Now that you've put that idea out there, it's a requirement.
You know what? If you submit them all to me in writing, I will grade them.
Oh, man. A real professor in the making, this one.
Oh, man. Just wait till I get podcast tenured.
You're not going to give a shit about anything.
So like, do the years, count as double if I'm running multiple shows?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
So, like, am I at 3 years right now because DecaCast is a year old?
Yes? I guess? I don't know.
God, what actually happens if I get podcast tenured?
I don't know.
Is that where, like, I take a step back and just reflect on what I've been doing with my life?
Yeah, I think then you take, like, a sabbatical and then, you know, you need to publish some books, honestly.
Oh, writing sounds hard. You know who is tenured, though?
Who?
The Digivolution.
Awesome.
And good time.
And goodbye.
And stop.